have to have Zion with Aleph.
Towards the bottom. Rav, Ikla Lebe Gneva. Rav went to the house of Gneva, Vitzoli Shal Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos. And he davened an early Shabbos. Davened Mariv of Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, already while it was still light. Ahavi Matzli, Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba La'achorei. And Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba was davening behind him, the Rav. The Siyam Rav, Velo Paske Litzlusei, Rav Yirmiya. And Rav finished davening, and Rav Yirmiya hadn't finished yet. Shmami not plus. We learn from this Meister three things. Okay? Velo Paske Litzlusei means that he didn't walk in front of him. Okay? Rav finished davening, and he didn't walk in front of Rav Yirmiya, who hadn't finished davening yet. We learn three things from here. The first one is Mispaul Adam Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. You can already daven Shabbos davening early. You can make an early Shabbos. You can daven Mariv early. Shema Mino Mispaul Talmid Achorei Rabbi. That a Talmid is allowed to daven behind his Rebbe, because Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba was a Talmid of Rabbi, and he davened in back of him. Shema Mino Asur Lavor Keneged HaMispaul. And we also learn you're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's davening Shmona Esrei. The Rebbe says, "Misayei Leil Reb Yeshua ben Levi." The Omer Reb Yeshua ben Levi, "Osur Lavor Keneged HaMispaulin." And this is proof to what Reb Yeshua ben Levi says, that you're not allowed to walk in front of people who are davening. The Rebbe says, "Eini V'Horeb Ami Reb Asi Chalfei Reb Ami Reb What's it called? Reb Ami and Reb Asi used to walk in front of people who were davening. Right, they walked past them, even though they were still davening. Where it says, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Chutzla Arba Amas, they were more than Arba Amas away from the person who was davening. Then you can walk in front of the person who is davening, if you're, as long as you're outside the Arba Amas. Okay, we'll steal the Rashi here, and then we'll go ahead. Okay. Shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, Shekibul of Shabbos v'od yom. You makabel Shabbos early, and you daven the Mariv already while it's still daytime. Shema minok, Rabbi Yehuda stirulei, from before. We see the hills like Rabbi Yehuda that you could daven Mariv already from Plag HaMincha. So you can makabel Shabbos also from Plag HaMincha. The Omer mi Plag HaMincha also leis man tfilos HaMincha, v'ayah leis man tfilos Arvis. You can daven in the daytime. V'lo paski letzlusei. Kolomer lo hitzik ben Rabbi Yirmiya lekoso lavor lefonav. Right, he didn't walk in front of Rabbi Yirmiya to because he was davening Shmona Esrei. The leishib ben Kolomer to go back and sit in his place. Alo omar al emdo. He stood where he was until Rabbi Yirmiya finished his Shmona Esrei. Okay, so first of all, what's it called? Let's see some of the halachas about davening early. The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh hold that not only are you allowed to daven early on Friday, Shabbos davening, but it's a mitzvah to do it because it's Tosfos Shabbos. You're adding to the Shabbos, making Shabbos longer. And the Mogen Avraham learns in the Rabbeinu Yonah that it's only Rishos. It's not, no mitzvah to do it, but you're allowed to do it. The Ritz Geis holds that Lamaisa, since we're Noheg, like the Rabbanan, that was his sheet, if you remember before, he holds that we didn't paskin like Rav Yehuda or like the Chachamim, so you can do like either one. But he holds the minig was to go like the Rabbanan and to be able to daven mincha till night, and therefore you can't daven mariv early. He says since that's the minig, you can't be makabel Shabbos early either. You can't daven mariv early, earlier than shkia at least. But from shkia and on the chora you can daven mariv even during the weekday. The Beis Yosef says no. Even those who hold like the Rabbanan during the week can daven early Mariv on Shabbos. What's the reason? What's the reason during the week you can't daven earlier? Because Mariv is keneged Evorim and Pedorim, the Korbanos that they burnt, the parts of the Korbanos at night that they brought during the day. So up until after Shkia, you don't burn those Evorim and Pedorim. And therefore you can daven mincha till then. But on Shabbos, they didn't burn the Evarim and Pedarim. The karbanos they burn on Friday, they weren't allowed to burn those evarim. They weren't docha Shabbos. The karbanos of Shabbos are docha Shabbos, but not the karbanos of Friday. So they didn't burn those evarim and fedarim on Shabbos. They left them on the mizbeach. They burnt them motzei Shabbos. So therefore, or they made sure they were burnt before Shabbos. They made sure that they burnt up before Shabbos. So the mice, there's no evarim and fedarim on Leil Shabbos. There's no reason, therefore, that you can't hold like for if, even though the minig is to hold like the Rabbanan during the week, there's no reason why you can't change and hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because the whole system is different on Shabbos. That's what the Beis Yosef says. And it comes according to this, then davening early on Shabbos, or on Friday, right, for Shabbos, has nothing to do with the Machlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim. And even though the Gemara says it does have to do, we bring a raya that he davened for Shabbos early, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that was only the Havamin of the Gemara. But in the end, it doesn't depend one of them. Okay, so according to this, Lechara, you could daven an early Shabbos. What about making Kiddush? Okay, so most posts can say, and that's what the Gemara says, already made Kiddush. And what about eating a meal? Right? So some hold, the Rosh holds, the Yotzei Suda Shabbos also. However, the Maral, the Shalom, and the Mishnah Berurah passages like that, the Chumrah holds, you can't be Yotzei Suda Shabbos in the daytime, you have to eat at night. So Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, you should be careful to make sure you eat at least a kazayas at night to be Yotzei Suda Shabbos. Okay, what's the Shaila? Shaila is when you're Mekabel Shabbos early, what happens? Is that Shabbos? There's a din of toast of Shabbos, and you can add on to the Shabbos, special din. So you're adding on to the Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos, right? You've extended the Shabbos, so now you can Mekayim Kiddush, and you can Mekayim Suda Shabbos at Shabbos. No, it's not Shabbos. You can't add on to Shabbos. Shabbos starts when the time is for Shabbos. But it's like making a neder. You made a neder that you're going to act as if it's Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do malacha, and because of certain halachas of Maariv, you're allowed to daven early, but it's not Shabbos. So you, Lechara, then how could you be Yotzei Kiddush? The Suda, it's not Shabbos, and Suda has to be at night. But Kiddush, the halach of Kiddush is not Dafkan Shabbos. It's when Shabbos comes in, as Shabbos is coming in. So they say you're allowed to make Kiddush even before Shabbos, as long as it's close to Shabbos, that's good enough. And the same thing with Motzei Shabbos, you're allowed to make Havdalah close to the end of Shabbos, even though it's still Shabbos. But that's only a din in Kiddush and Havdalah. That's not dinim that have to be done on Shabbos itself. So that's a problem. Lamaisa making an early Shabbos, Lechara, if you eat your whole Suda during the day, according to some opinions, you're not Yotzei Suda Shabbos. Another problem is that, what's it called, you're not allowed to eat within a half an hour of Zman Kriyishma. So you have to make sure, if you make an early Shabbos, to make it early enough that you're not starting to eat within a half an hour of Seis, which is Zman Kriyishma. So, and if you daven early, but not early enough, then you have to wait to eat till after you say Kriyishma, because Kriyishma is not Yotzei early. So, for all those reasons and other reasons, many poskim hold it's better not to make an early Shabbos, because there's other reasons too, but because of these reasons too. What's it called? Now, Motzei Shabbos. Davening Maariv Motzei Shabbos early. Obviously, it doesn't become Motzei Shabbos. You can't choose when you want to make Motzei Shabbos. It's still Shabbos till Shabbos goes out. But Maariv, you're allowed to daven early. Why? So Tosfos over here says, and the Ri also in the name of Haigon, it's only the Tzorich Mitzvah. You're rushing to take care of a mace, Motzei Shabbos, and you have to leave early. You don't have time to daven. So you can daven from Plaga Mincha Maariv. You can even make Havdalah, and obviously not with a candle, right? And then leave. But if there's no Tzorich Mitzvah, that you have to rush out Motzei Shabbos, you're not allowed to daven Maariv Motzei Shabbos early. The Rambam holds, even without a mitzvah, you're allowed to daven Motzei Shabbos early, because it's a din in Maariv, and Maariv is Rishos, and since Maariv is Rishos, we're not medactic in the time, and you can daven Maariv from Plaga Mincha on, even on Shabbos, it's still Shabbos, it doesn't become Oy Shabbos till it's dark, but Maariv, for Maariv's sake, you're allowed to daven early. Okay. You say Havdalah, so if you say Havdalah, you say Al-Tachanatana also. Okay. And like we said, Havdalah and Kiddush are not Davka Halachas of Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. They're B'knisas HaShabbos, close to the beginning of Shabbos and close to the end of Shabbos. So even if it's not Shabbos yet, but it's close to the beginning, you could be Yotzei Kiddush. And even if it's still Shabbos, you could be Yotzei Havdalah because it's close to the end of Shabbos. Okay, now you're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's davening. So Because the Magen Avraham says that from here it's mashma that you're only not allowed to walk in front of him, but you're allowed to take 3 steps back. If you're standing in front of him and you're taking 3 steps back, that's okay, right? Even though you're now standing in front of this person, you're within the Dalet Amos, okay? The Ritva, however, holds that that's also awesome. Not only aren't you allowed to walk in front of somebody who's davening, you can't walk back within Dalet Amos of somebody who's davening. And depends on what the reason is, okay? Some say the reason you're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's davening because 4 amos in front of somebody davening, that's becomes a makom kodesh. And stomp to walk through that makom kodesh for no reason is not proper. That's one idea. A second idea is that you're mafriya, the other person, right? It upsets his kavanah that people walk in front of him in the middle of davening. If it's because of makom kodesh, just don't walk in front of somebody, then walking 3 steps back would be okay. Right, you're not invading a makom kodesh. You're doing it because you're finishing your shmoneh esrei. If the idea is that you are disturbing the other person, that doesn't make a difference if you walk in front of him or you walk 3 steps back. You're still disturbing. The chayavim says another reason, because you're matzik between him and the shchina. The person's davening. The shchina is in front of him. Within that 4 amos is where the shchina is. If you walk in front of him, you're being matzik between him and the shchina. If you're within 4 amos. The Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch passions like the Ritva, and therefore, what's it called? You're not allowed to take 3 steps back if you were within 4 amos of somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei, even if you started davening before he did, and he started davening after you. It doesn't make a difference. The Bir Halacha says another nafkamina between these reasons. If the reason is because you're machzik with the Shechina, or it's a makom kodesh, or because you may disturb the person. He says if the guy behind you has his talus over his head, so he's not going to be disturbed by you walking back. He can't see you. So then, lechor, if the reason is because of disturbing, it wouldn't apply. But if the reason is because you're invading a makom kodesh, then it would apply too. The Kafachayim says, no, even if the guy has his talus over his head, you're still disturbing him because he hears your footsteps. So maybe then if you're wearing moccasins or whatever, it wouldn't. But if you make the noise, he says also, it's not only seeing you, it's hearing somebody in his close proximity also disturbs him. Now, what about on the side? That's in front. What about on the side? So the Rabbeinu Yonah said it's only in front. It's also you're allowed to walk on the side of somebody, even within Arba Amos, if somebody is davening. And the Mechaber also says that on the side you're allowed to walk by, you're even allowed to stand there on his side. Okay. The Magen Avraham says that on the side is Aser, right, just as much as in front, and that's in the name of the Zohar. And the Kafachai and the Ben Ishchai says you should be machmer like the Zohar not to stand on the side of somebody or walk on the side of somebody within 4 amos of davening. Okay, next, let's go on. Rabbi Yirmiyah Hechi Ovid Hachi. How did Rabbi Yirmiyah daven behind Rav? Rahom Rabbi Yehuda Marav la'olam al yispal adam lo k'neged rabo v'lo achore rabo. You're not allowed to daven. What's it called? On the side of your Rebbe, Rashi says, "Kineged Rabo, Eitzo Rabo, Marok Ilu Hushem Shavim." Looks like you're equal. You can't daven on the side of your Rebbe, or behind him. Achorei Rabo, Rashi says, "Nami Yehuru." It's gaiva. Standing back of your Rebbe and daven, it's a haughty thing to do. Okay, Tosu says another reason besides it's haughty. It looks like you're bowing to your Rebbe. One of Shav. Either it says that I'm davening behind my Rebbe, what's it called? It could be the Yehura is, the Meiri says another reason. It looks like you're being medactic, you want to look over his shoulder and see if he's davening well. That could be the guide, right? You're like checking up on your Rebbe by davening behind him and supervising, right? And if you're not about Gaiva, then it looks like you're bowing down to your Rebbe by what's it called, by davening behind him. The Tanya, Rebbe Lezer, Omer HaMispal Achori Rabo, person who davens behind his Rebbe, V'hanosin Sholom the Rabo, and a person who greets his Rebbe, you'll see what that means, V'hamarzer Sholom the Rabo, and someone who answers a greeting from his Rebbe, right? Rashi, let's see what Rashi says, so it makes sense at least, Sholom the Rabo, Kishar Kolod, you say Sholom Alecha, just, or Sholom Aleichem, just like you say to anybody. You don't say Sholom Alecha Rebbe, or you don't answer Aleichem Shalom Rebbe. Now you just say it like you say to everybody else, that's what's awesome. We'll see that there are others post going to say differently. But Rashi learns, and Tosus also learns like that, It's not usher to initiate the greeting to your Rebbe, nor to answer him, as long as you say Rebbe. And that's Kesheilas Talmud L'Rav is Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And that would mean Sheilas Talmud L'Rav means initiating or answering, makes no difference. Shalom L'Rav Kishar Kol Adam, Rashi says, Shalom Alecha V'lo Amar Lo Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Okay. Another thing, the Hacholik Al Yeshiva Yeshivasel Shel Rabbo, a person who sets up his own yeshiva, when his Rebbe is still alive and has his own yeshiva, we'll see what that means. The Ha'omer Dover Shalosh Shalmi B'Pi Rabbo, and a person who says something he didn't hear from his Rebbe, all of these things are Gorim L'Shechina Shetistalik Mi'Yisrael. It causes the Shechina to go away from Klal Yisrael. So Moshe says, Shani Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, the Talmud Chavar Havei. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was not just a Talmud of Rav. He was a Talmud Chavar. He was pretty much the same age as Rav, and they were almost on the same level. He was considered a Talmud, but he was a Talmud Chavar, and therefore these halachas didn't apply to him. The Hainu de Kamarle Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba L'Rav, and Rav proved to you, the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was a Talmud Chavar and not a regular Talmud, because Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba said to Rav, Mi Badlis, right? Did you stop working? Well, he was talking when he davened Shabbos early, did you stop doing malach? Amalei in Badilna. Velo Omar mi Badil Mar. You don't speak to your Rebbe in the second person. Did you? Right? You say, did the Rebbe, right, stop working? But if you're a Talmud Chavar, you can speak in the second person to the Rebbe. Okay. Okay, Rashi. The Hain of the Komarle. Oso Hayom Shisbal Rav Shal Shabbos Bear of Shabbos. That day that Rav davened early. Davened Shabbos early. Omar Le Rav Yirmiyah mi bodalta min ha-malacha. Did you stop doing malacha? Because you davened, it's Shabbos already and you stopped doing malacha or not? Hoel v'kibalta olecha Shabbos v'tilasecha. Since you davened, Shabbos davening, is it Shabbos already for you that you can't do work? Velo Omar Le mi bodal mar. He didn't say it in the third person. He said it in the second person. Shema minah Talmud Chavar Havilei. He was a Talmud Chavar, not a regular Talmud. And that's why he was able to daven behind him and so on. Okay. Let's see what's here. First of all, davening near your Rebbe. Okay. The Chesed La'alothim has a shaila whether this applies to your father also or only to a Rebbe. And the Chayodim says that it definitely applies to one's father and also to his Rebbe. Rashi learns, like we said, that you can't daven behind your Rebbe because it looks like gaiva. Tosfos adds a reason because it looks like you're bowing down to your Rebbe. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says that the reason is because you're metzayer the Rebbe, because he can't take, if you were going to say a longer Shemoneh Esrei, he won't be able to take three steps back because his Talmud's going to be in the back of him saying Shemoneh Esrei. Chora, according to this, if you're going to finish Shemoneh Esrei before the Rebbe finishes, this just shouldn't be a problem. Okay? And according to this reason also, you need more than four amos. You need four amos plus three steps. Because you're going to have three steps that don't bring you into the four amos of your, doesn't bring the Rebbe into your four amos. Otherwise, you can't take the steps back. So you need more than four amos away from the Rebbe to be able to daven. You need four amos plus the three steps that the Prechoder says. The Meiri, like we said, says that if you daven behind your Rebbe, it looks like you're supervising him, you're checking up on him. And then maybe that's what Rashi means, that's the Yehura. Okay? Now the reason, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, according to Rashi's reason, right, out of four Amos, should be Mutter. Okay? The Beis Yosef says that that's only where you're behind the Rebbe or on his side. Then four Amos helps. But if you're in front of him, then even if he can see you, it doesn't help. It's like we had before with Soa, difference between front or sides and back. And the Ramah holds that even in front of him, you're allowed to daven, as long as you're four amos away. Now Rav Haigon says that that's only when you're davening the yechidus. Davening in the house, and your Rebbe's davening there too. But if you're davening the tzibur, all of these halachas don't apply. You're allowed to daven behind your Rebbe, Bitzibur, on the side of him or whatever, because there's Ema Satzibur, and there you don't give, Ema for individual. The Tzibur is more of an Inyan. And the Miri says, because it's not Shaykh in a Tzibur, it's a Medaktik in these things. People have limited place to daven. You can't be medaktik so much to not be around your Rebbe when you daven. And the Orchis Chaim says it also doesn't apply where people have set seats. You could have a set seat behind your Rebbe, on the side of your Rebbe, because then none of these reasons apply. The reason you're davening there is because that's where your seat is. That's where your assigned seat. So when they have assigned seats, this also doesn't apply. And according to the Beis Yosef, according to the reason of the Rabbeinu Yonah, that you're Messiah or the Rebbe, right? Because you can't take three steps back if you're still davening, right? And maybe even if you're going to finish early, he doesn't know that. So during his Shemoneh Esrei, he's concerned that he's not going to be able to take three steps back because the guy behind him is still davening. So maybe it applies even if you finish earlier, right? That's Stam HaHor, and that's not from the Beis Yosef. And therefore, it would apply both B'tzibur and B'yechidus. Doesn't make a difference. And the Rishon Brura says it's good to be machmer even B'tzibur, to be marked Dalet Amos and three psios, and not daven behind your Rebbe unless you're that far away. Okay. Nesina Shalom L'Rabbi. Rashi says you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem as long as you add Rebbe. You can initiate the greeting too. And the Rabbeinu Yonah learns that it's usher in any way to say Shalom Aleichem first to your Rebbe. You have to let him say it first and you answer. You're not allowed to initiate it, even if you say Rebbe. And the Rit has a girsa, Shalo Yitain Lo Shalom. Right? It has nothing to do because our Gemara has what's it called? No saying Shalom and Machzer Shalom. So it seems that, what's it called, that both of them could be mutter in a way that's, if you say Rebbe. But the Rif doesn't have the girsa, what's it called, Machzer. He just has Shalo Yitain, which means that you can't say, you can't initiate it in any case. Machzer, you can answer if you say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, but you can't initiate it in any case. And that which the Gemara always says, Kedei Shevas Talmud L'Rav, doesn't mean initiating it. It means the way you answer. Okay. Or it can be talking about Talmud Chaver, because that's Rabbi Yirmiyah, who's a Talmud Chaver, and then you could. So maybe Shelas Talmud L'Rav means a Talmud Chaver, who's allowed to initiate, but he has to say what's it called, Rebbe. And the Rosh says, Machlokas Bavli Nushalmi, and the Bavli holds that you're allowed to initiate the greeting with your Rebbe as long as you say Rebbe, and that's how we pass. Okay, what's Cholik Al Yeshivasol Shel Rabbo? What does that mean? The Rambam says that a person starts teaching Torah, right, without the permission of his Rebbe. He sets up a yeshiva and he starts teaching without his Rebbe's permission, while his Rebbe's alive. And the Kesef Mishnah says, Dafka, if you're paskening shailos, if you're teaching halacha l'maisa. But stam to learn, you don't need the reshus of your Rebbe. And the Bach holds that even if you're not teaching halacha l'maisa, it's usher to set up a yeshiva and teach unless you have your Rebbe's reshus. From here we learn, l'chora, that at least conceivably you're allowed to argue with your Rebbe, because you're allowed to, what's it called, Paskin Shaila is different than your Rebbe Paskin. That's not the Cholik Al Yeshivasa Shel Rabbo, doesn't mean you can't argue with your Rebbe, right? And the Trumas Adeshin, and the Ramah Taka brings down this Trumas Adeshin, that if you have proof, you're allowed to argue with your Rebbe and Paskin differently than him. And we see throughout the generations that Rishonim, even Tanoim, Amoroim, argued with their Rebbe. I think a lot of cases of people who were Talmidim of Rebbeim who argued on them, the Mishnah, the Gemara. Right? What's it called? Mor Alocha B'fnei Rav is a different thing. That's not going against your Rebbe. That's paskening without his permission in his place or whatever. However, the Ratvaz says that you're not allowed to write down Psakim in the lifetime of your Rebbe, right, without his rishus. But to argue with him and to say different halacha, that's okay. You have rayas or whatever. The Shach says the Marik argues on this Tumas Adeshin. And all of those cases where we find Talmidim who argued on their Rebbeim and said different halachas was only either after the death of the Rebbe or where they, what's it called, became themselves big Talmidei Chachamim and weren't any more dependent on the Rebbe. But otherwise, what's it called, you can't stam if you're a Talmud and you're not as equal to the Rebbe. You know, the Rebbe is, you know, 90 years old and you're 70 years old, right? And you're also a big Talmud Chacham, then it could be you can argue. But if you're 20 years old and your Rebbe's 70 years old, then the Chayiv, you can't argue on him. And the Avitz Tak agrees with the Ramah, and he says even the Marik doesn't argue on the Tumas Adeshin. And the Pashtus, you're allowed to argue. Oh, here we're talking about arguing paskening differently. Okay? To argue face to face, that for sure you're allowed to do. That's what it says. No, Rav, it's Talmido Nasim Oivim Zevus. That you're allowed to have Masu Matin with a Rebbe, what's it called? But to come to a Maskana that's different than the Rebbe and Paskin differently, there's a machlokis whether you're allowed to do that, if only if the Rebbe's not alive, or only if you become equal to the Rebbe, like, right, or even if you're a Talmud, which the Trumas Adeshin seems to say. Okay. What's Ha'omer Dover Shaloshoma Miki Rabo? You're not allowed to say anything you didn't hear from your Rebbe. So Rabbeinu Yoma says that means that you say something in the name of the Rebbe that you didn't hear from. Not that you're not ever allowed to say anything you didn't hear from your Rebbe. That limits the Torah very large, that people can't say anything they didn't hear from their Rebbe. They can't ever machadish any Torah, b'chora. So therefore, the Rebbeinu Yoma says, it doesn't mean you can't ever say any Torah you never heard from your Rebbe. But you can't say Torah in the name of your Rebbe you didn't hear from your Rebbe. Okay? That's, and the Russians are also like that. And in Maseches Kala, it says, Taka, that that's what the Isser is, and that's Gorin Shistalik Shinim in Ha'olam. However, Adal says that it's Osir Mamish for a Talmud to say any Torah that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. Okay? And even things that are not Nogei Halacha L'Maisa. Now that seems impossible. So thinking, and I think I saw once an idea like this, maybe not on this, but something else, that the idea is the following. What does it mean you didn't, there are Talmidim that say big Chidushim that their Rebbe didn't say, or Sfarim, whatever. But the idea is, they heard that from their Rebbe. They didn't hear it word for word. But in what their Rebbe taught them, that's what they understood. That was the Mevin Dover Mitovtov. Right? But you understand from the derech of your Rebbe, that's called what your Rebbe said. He didn't have to say it outright. But he gave you the ability to be able to learn that. But if you're doing something that's totally out of the derech of your Rebbe, right? It wasn't inherent in what he taught you. That's what's awesome. Okay, the Rambam, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed, what they hold the Isser is, you're not allowed to say what you heard from other people, stop. That's what it means. Because people will think that you heard it from your Rebbe. So if you heard something not from your Rebbe, you have to say it in the name of the person who said it. Otherwise, people will assume that you're saying it in the name of your Rebbe. Okay? However, the Bach says, you're allowed to say stam what you heard from your Rebbe. Because people will assume you heard it from your Rebbe. That's okay. But if you heard it from somebody else, you have to quote that person. Unless you have two Rebbe. Then you have to quote which one you heard it from. Because people will assume you heard it from your Rebbe. They don't know which one. And today, the Shach says that people think you're saying it on your own. Right? They won't think you're always quoting your Rebbe. So therefore, if it's your Rebbe, you have to quote him too. So you always have to say it, b'shem Amram. The Magen Avraham says that if you're sure that this is the halacha, and you know that unless you say it in the name of your Rebbe or some other God, people won't receive, won't accept it. So you're allowed to say, Moshe Feinstein said this, right, even though he never said it. But you know for sure that's the halacha, right? You're a posek, and you know for sure this is the halacha, but you know that people won't accept it if you just say it. So if you're not told it be Elon Gogol, people won't accept it. You're allowed to say it in somebody else's name. The people should accept the halacha, because you know for sure that it's that's the halacha. Okay? And it's talking only about a person, it's a posek or whatever. But if you're not sure if that's the halacha or not, then you can't say it in the name of your Rebbe, because maybe it'll come out that it's a mistake, and it'll be a bazillion for your Rebbe. People say, oh, the Rebbe made a mistake. So, if you're not sure, they can't do it. Okay, let's go on. The Homer, is that me, or is that... who's on the other end of that telephone? Okay, because I hear coming back. I don't know if he's there. Okay. I think it was snoring. Okay. V'omer Rebbe Alvin. Pam achas ispal Rebbe shal Shabbos be'er of Shabbos. One time Rebbe davened Shabbos davening early. He davened Mariv before Shkia, after Plaga Mincha. V'nichnas l'merchatz v'yotza v'shonolon pirkei. V'adayin lo choshech. And then, after he davened for Shabbos, he went to the bathhouse, and he came out, and he gave us a shiur, and it still wasn't dark. So there's plenty of time between Plaga Mincha and night. So the Chora, he did Malacha, right? The Gemara says before that he said, but Dilna, yeah, I stopped doing malacha. And if, in other words, if you daven early, you can't do malacha. And here it's mashma that he could do malacha because he went to take a bath. Right? He went to the Beis HaMerchos, which is awesome. No, that which Rebbe went to the bathhouse, he didn't go to take a bath, because that's awesome. To take a bath in hot water, your whole body, on Shabbos. That's an Issur d'Rabbanan. However, Rava went not to go into the bathhouse. He went to just to take a schwitz, to sweat, to stand in the heat and sweat. And that, even though it's Asur, but that was there was a special gzeira made. And Rebbe did that before the gzeira was made. Before they ossered sweating, going into a hot bathhouse and not going into the water, just sweating, so that's when this happened. Somebody says, Eini v'abaya shorele l'rabdimi bar livoi l'chvuye sale, right? L'chara and a time that Rabdimi bar livoi davened Mariv early, right? Abaya was matir him to what's it called, to do a malacha. Right, la'ashin osam begofris la'achar shisfal shabbos berev shabbos. To what's it called? They used to have baskets. The way you finished them off was by smoking them. Right, that's how they smoked them. That was either they put a nice smell into them, or that's how they finished off the basket.
They put water on the coals.
What?
Put water on the coals to make steam.
To make steam. Yeah, but Rashi says la asheno som the gofris. No, here it means what's it called? Here it means they use sulfur. Gofris is sulfur. They used to what's it called? Put sulfur on coals to make smoke to finish these salim. Sali is a basket. So they smoked the baskets with what's it called with sulfur. Samara says, so you see you're allowed to do malacha. Even if you daven Shabbos early, it's not Shabbos. It's just you're allowed to daven Mariv early. Where it says, Ahu ta'usa havi. No, that was a time when they davened by mistake. They thought it was night. They weren't davening to Mekabel Shabbos early. They davened Mariv early by mistake. It was a cloudy day, and they thought it was night. The ta'usa, where it says, the ta'usa mihadra, and if you make a mistake, then you daven for Shabbos, you think it's Shabbos, and you made a mistake, then you, afterwards, and you find out now that it's really light, You can be Mechal Shabbos. I mean, you can do Malacha, right? The Tos is irrelevant. The Omar Avidon, Pam Achas Niskashu Shamayim Ba'Avin, Avidon said that one time it was cloudy, Kisvurim Ha'av Lomer Shechashechahu, and the people thought it was already nighttime. V'nichnasu L'Beis HaKnesses, V'spalu Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos. And they davened Motzei Shabbos on Shabbos. They thought Shabbos was over. And they davened Mariv, Motzei Shabbos, right? And it was still Shabbos. V'nispazru he'ovim v'zorcho achama, and the clouds went away, and the sun was still out, was still light. Ubo v'sholes Rebbe, and they asked Rebbe, right, what should we do? V'omar choel v'ispallu ispallu, right? So you don't have to daven again. What's it called? You see that the mistake stands, right? Just like Motzei Shabbos. If you daven Mariv by mistake, thinking it was night, you don't have to daven again. Right, the mistake, even though it was a mistake, stands. So obviously you couldn't do malacha, it's still Shabbos. But the opposite would then therefore be the same thing. If you daven by mistake, Erev Shabbos, thinking it was Shabbos, it stands. And therefore you shouldn't be able to do malacha, even though it was a mistake. Just like over here, even though it was a mistake, the davening stood over there, and if the davening stood, the malacha is also us. Where it says, Shani tzibur delo mitarchinen lehu. Now over there, it was a whole tzibur that made the mistake. So at Tzibur, we don't make Daven Mariv again. But for a Yochid, right, and that's only a din in Lomit Tachinun, it's just a din of Tircha. But not that really the Tefillah is a Tefillah, and it's a mistake. So we don't make the Tzibur Daven again, it's a special halach. But really, if a person Daven, really should, we'll see, you should really have to Daven again. It's a Tzibur, we don't bother. Let's see Rashi. Right? Now the Gemara thinks that this was after it was usher to the Rabbanan prohibited going to the bathhouse either to schwitz or to wash b'Shabbos. Can we mishech Shabbos or perakira shesikua al akira shesikua al ma'afagav the tzali lo bodul misuri Shabbos. Even though he davened early, he still wasn't mekabel Shabbos. Omar Rava Lahazia Nichnas. Lahazia Machmes Chom Beis HaMerchas. He went to Schwitz because of the heat of the Berchas, but Lom Nosalam, he didn't go into the water. Or he didn't have water put on him either. The Kodim Gzeira, Adshlo Gozra Lahazia. They hadn't yet prohibited Schwitzing in a Beis HaMerchas on Shabbat. This is the place where we see that Rebbe did this before they made the gzeirah. To take baskets and smoke them the gofres with sulfur. He did this malacha. It's a malacha. It's probably makam apatish, finishing off the baskets. So he did that. What's it called? On erev Shabbos after he davened for Shabbos. Tausahave lo kibul of tosa Shabbos. Mishas Tfilim Das. He didn't have intention to daven early and be Makabel Shabbos. Ele Yom HaMu'uninhoi, it was a cloudy day, Ukesover Choshcha, V'Akrakach Zor Chachama. And he thought it was night, and he davened because he thought it was Shabbos. And that was a mistake. Memela, it's what's it called, Lechora, his davening was no davening, because he davened by mistake. And his Kabbalah Shabbos was no Kabbalah Shabbos. Where it says, Hol V'Spal V'Spal, we see that's not the case. Where at Tzibur davened by mistake, they thought it was Motzei Shabbos. And then they found out it was still Shabbos, their davening stuck. They don't have to daven again. They didn't have to daven again when it got dark. Alma tefillah, it's a good tefillah. Over there, for sure, they couldn't do malacha, because it wasn't Motzei Shabbos, it was still Shabbos. The lo lavra al divrei Torah, aval inyan tosefes, but the addition to Shabbos before, afal gadda betos, even though it was a mistake, tos the soup. It's considered tos the Shabbos. And even though you made a mistake, you can't do malach. Al yedei tefillah, horbo omer tefillah kabbalah. Okay, let's see what's here. Okay, first of all, the Beis Yosef said this, which is that the tzibur made a mistake, and they davened because they thought it was night, and turns out that it wasn't night. The only time they don't have to daven over again is if it's after plaga mincha. But if they daven Marav before Plaga Mincha, there's no one who holds you allowed to daven Marav then, for sure, even the Tzibur has to daven again. And a Yochid Lechora has to go and daven again. Okay? And the Ola Shabbos says that's only where he daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha, that day. Then if he davens Marav thinking that it's night, but it's really early, he's not allowed to daven Marav early if he daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha, then he has to daven again. And the Rabbi says, even if he daven mincha early, since he daven marav thinking it was night, then he intended to go like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Then, since it was a mistake, he has to, what's it called, daven marav again. Now, Asiyas Malacha, for a Yochid is Mutter. Now about the Tzibur. The Tzibur doesn't have to daven again. Right? Let's say the Tzibur made a mistake, Erev Shabbos, not Motzei Shabbos. They davened early Erev Shabbos, thinking it was night. So now the halacha is they don't have to daven again. Now since they don't have to daven again, maybe they're not allowed to do malacha either. A yachid has to daven again, so he could do malacha. Well, he made a mistake. He has to daven again, so there's no Kabbalah Shabbos. His davening is no davening. But the tzibur, we said, doesn't have to daven again. So maybe since they don't have to daven again, so they have to keep Shabbos, right? And Taka, what's it called? The Rosh holds not like that. He holds that they're allowed to do malach. And so too the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Balamor, the Rashba, the Ritva. Because Kabbalah Shabbos betros is not a Kabbalah. Just that with Gabi Tfila, they weren't matriach then. But it's not that it's Kabbalah Shabbos. It's just that they didn't have to daven again. Davening is considered a davening, but not that it's considered Kabbalah Shabbos. And the Riyaz and the Ravan and the Rokeach hold that at Tzibur, since they don't have to daven again, the Kabbalah Shabbos, by davening, is considered Kabbalah Shabbos and not allowed to do malacha. By a yochid, he would be allowed to do malacha because he has to daven again, and a tzibur is what's it called, not allowed to do malacha. Tosfos, what's it called, there's two different girsos. Tosfos, according to one girsa, they're not allowed to do malacha. According to another one, they are allowed to do malacha by a tzibur, in this case. The Mordechai says, even though if you daven by mistake, it's not considered Kabbalah Shabbos, according to most Rishonim. But if you light candles by mistake, you thought it was late, and it really was early, and you lit candles, since you did a Maisa, there, even betos, it's considered Kabbalah Shabbos, and you can't do Malach. Okay, that's what the Beis Yosef says. That's how he explains the Mordechai. The Gross says that there's a different reason why it's a difference between Hadlokas and Eros. Tefillah is not a tefillah. When you daven, by mistake early, it's not a tefillah, right? Because you only thought you were davening because it was night. You daven in the afternoon, even though Mar David Kamar, it's only if you have kavana to be like Rav Yehuda. But Islam, you thought you were davening at night, you daven in the daytime, it's not a tefillah. And really, even Betzibur, you should have to daven again, a Yochid has to daven again, so it's no tefillah, it's no Kabbalah Shabbos. It's only Kabbalah Shabbos if it's a tefillah. It's not a tefillah, it's not Kabbalah Shabbos. But Hadlokas Neiros, if you light early, after Plaga Mincha, it's a, you don't have to light again. So you accomplish something. So therefore it's Kabbalah Shabbos too. That's how the Gra says. The difference would be, what if you're Makabal Shabbos, not with tefillah, but you're Makabal Shabbos, you say, I'm Makabal Shabbos on myself. Right? So if, according to the reason that when it's with a Maisa by mistake, you have to do it, here's no Maisa. But if the reason is because the tefillah is no tefillah, and a tefillah can't be Kabbalah Shabbos if it's no tefillah, then here, where you said the Thayer is your Makabal Shabbos, even though it's a mistake, it also sticks. What?
Before plug.
No, after plug. After plug. Before plug is not. Okay. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch Taka Paskin, La Halacha, that Malacha, if you made a mistake, you're not also the Malacha. And what's it called? The Al-Yurab, the Mishnah Brewer also says that you have to be Machmer, and if even if you're Makabal Shabbos by mistake, you have to, what's it called, stop doing Malacha. Okay. Okay, I thought we'd get further, but let's just a little bit more. No more than a little bit more. Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow, and we'll try to, the next daf is more Agadah, so we'll try to cover more than just the Islamic.